You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome in another edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Ryan McTaggart as we talk Astros baseball and BTAGs. This was the week of the Hall of Fame announcement. Jeff Bagwell, very close, got within, 15 votes. What do you suppose that says about next year or, years thereafter for him? Is he pretty much now a lock, a shoe-in?
Yeah, I certainly think he is, Dave. I know a lot of Astros fans were kind of upset that Baggy didn't get in this time, but I looked at it as good news. I mean, Bagwell's highest voting total percentage in the previous 5 years was 59.6%, so he had a huge jump over his last, I think he was at 55% last year and change, so he had a jump of about 15-16%. That's very, very good. And that certainly sets him up, I think, next year to go in, especially when you consider there's not a glut of new guys coming in that are going to take up a lot of the votes. I mean, Pudge Rodriguez makes it in. Vladimir Guerrero's on the ballot as well, and, he's got a good case. But I certainly think Bagwell and Tim Raines, with the jumps they made, we could see those four get in. If I had to predict right now, I would say those four. But Bagwell's over 70%, and only one guy has ever gotten over 70% and not gone in the next year, and that was Jim Bunning. And he ended up getting in eventually, I think, by the Veterans Committee. So it would be a real shock right now if Bagwell doesn't make it in. And he still has 4 years, and he's over 70%. But I think next year is the year. It just looks like the stars are all going to be aligned, and it should be a fun day for Baggy to get that phone call next year because it looks like it's coming.
Isn't it kind of incredible that a guy could jump almost 20 percentage points in a year? Yeah. It's like, what did he possibly do this last year that made him that much better in people's eyes?
Well, he hit 330, had 35 home runs last year, and it's just weird. I mean, his credentials are out there, and they've been out there now for 10 years, and you got this sway of people now that are voting for him. I think something that helped him was the fact that there are fewer voters this year. They trimmed a lot of the voters, and there are fewer ballots, and I think a lot of the people that got trimmed off voting, they took off people that maybe aren't around baseball as much. So I think you have a more knowledgeable base of voters now. So if he gets an increase in votes, the percentage goes up even more just because of the amount of ballots. It's so small, 440 ballots now. That thing was over 600 last year. So I think that helps him and helps Tim Raines as well. I think the fact that Mike Piazza, even he came really close last year and gets in this year, and I think he helps Bagwell because I think they were kind of in the same boat where they played in the middle of the steroid era and never been accused or no smoking gun, certainly suspicions, but really unfairly to both guys. And the fact that Piazza's in and now Bagwell's close, and I think that helps open the door for him.
Yeah, I read your piece at Astros.com, and I liked his line about, how he basically pictured Griffey in a hot tub all day just yeah. going out knowing he was getting in. And it sounded like, Baggy was kind of sweating it. And at the same time, as you point out, he got so close. He did so well. It's almost like getting in because he has to see the light at the end of the tunnel now. Were his spirits kind of buoyed when you spoke to him?
Yeah, I think they really were. I think it was a nerve-wracking time for him. But like I said at the beginning, I think that's good news. Like, yeah, he didn't get in, but 71.6%. That's good news for him. And when he told me that quote about Griffey sitting around the hot tub all day because he knew what was going to happen, I said, well, next year, are you going to be sitting in the hot tub? And he's like, no, I'm going to be pacing the floor like always. And I know Biggio was the same way. I mean, he was two votes shy a couple of years ago. And we all knew he was going to get in last year, but until you get that call, it's just got to be a nerve-wracking time. And Baggy's waited a long time, 6 years now, huge jump, and he's right on the cusp now of joining Biggio. And I asked Biggio if he's going to go to the Hall of Fame this year to watch Griffey and Piazza get inducted, and he said he's going every year. So that'll be a cool sight next year when Bagwell's up there at the podium and Biggio's in the audience.
Yeah, well, I think I would go every year too. I think I might cool just get a place outside of town and stay there. Yeah, so very cool, very good news for Bagwell. And I think a little bit like guys like Griffey and some others, he benefits not only from having great credentials on the field, but being such a, you know, a good guy, especially to the media over the years. Yeah. And that's ultimately going to have to give him a little bump, too. Let's talk about the team. We're like 6 weeks away from spring training. And I know Jeff Luno's spoken at times about maybe a little more depth to the rotation. They're happy with Ken Giles, as their closer now. But do you still see a decent amount of maneuvering for this team?
No, I think most of their heavy lifting is pretty much done. I mean, you look at what they wanted to do going into the offseason. They wanted to get an outfielder. They wanted a closer, and they wanted a left-handed reliever. Now, they ended up bringing back two of the same guys they had last year, both guys that were free agents. But, you know, there was no guarantees that Sipp and Rasmus were going to come back. So they were able to address those two things, and Rasmus took the qualifying offer, took care of the outfield, so they're set there. And then they were able to re-sign Sipp to a three-year deal, and he was pretty much the top left-handed reliever on the market, or one of them. So they feel good about that in the Giles trade. So their three big boxes have been checked. I think they would still like to add a starting pitcher into the mix of what they have. I mean, if you remember last year, they signed Roberto Hernandez just a few days before the start of camp, and that's after they tried to sign Ryan Vogelsong, and it didn't work out. So I think they would like to try to find that veteran pitcher out there just to come in and get the competition going. They're pretty set through their first four spots. Keiko McHugh, McCullers, Fires, Feldman's in the mix. We know he's coming off an injury, but it looks like he's going to be ready. And he pitched really well last year, to be honest, when he was healthy for the most part. Brad Peacock, name that keeps coming up, coming off yet another injury, but he's going to be in the mix. And then you got Dan Straley, Astro Wojciechowski, Michael Feliz. So they have a good competition of arms at the back, but if they could just get that one other veteran guy to go in there, I think they could do that. Maybe they had a bat as well at the corner infield spots. But Luno said the other day, he says they don't feel they have to do something. If they went to spring training with the team they had right now, they'd feel pretty good about that.
Okay, so in pretty good shape. And, of course, all teams always looking toward the future, out a couple of years from right now. And I did see the story. It came up on Christmas Eve, and I don't know how much of a chance you've had to really get into the whole situation, but the international signings have become such a big part of the game. And the Astros came to an agreement with a Cuban right-hander, Carlos Sierra, apparently, just 21 years old. What do you know about him and that sign?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, and that's not uncommon for a lot of the Cuban guys. He was signed, I believe, for $50,000, so it's not one of the big-time signings we're seeing, and he is a little bit older than some of the signings you see. He's 21 years old, but right-hander, throws fastball at some different angles. He has a slider, comes at you in a lot of different ways, and he's got a lot of experience under his belt. He played three seasons in the Cuban National League and has played on the 16 and under and 18 under national team. So I don't think it's a name that's going to move the needle for a lot of people that keep pace with what's going on with the international signing, but certainly another arm to put in the mix, and still young and probably still projects, and there's probably a scout that saw some exciting things out of that arm. And we know the Astros love pitchers, and they have built a lot of pitching depth, and we've seen them deal a lot of their pitchers in the last couple of years. But throwing Sierra in the mix can't hurt, and it didn't cost them an arm and a leg. So definitely a name to keep an eye on as we move forward.
All right. Well, quiet week outside of the Hall of Fame and Jeff Bagwell news. Well, you've just been posting University of Houston flags and posters all over town and still buzzing about the big bowl game win. But anyway, Happy New Year, Brian, and look forward to getting an update again next week.
I will be around. Happy New Year to you. Talk to you then.
All right, there he goes. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.